Free agency gets underway despite the coronavirus pandemic shutting down most of the sports world. The Cardinals and Texans make a major trade that sends DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona, and the Vikings sign Kirk Cousins to a 2-year extension. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News, bringing you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, March 17th.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
There was some question as to whether free agency would actually get underway on Monday, with the coronavirus outbreak causing cancellations throughout not just the sports world, but many other businesses across the country. Many thought that after the NFLPA voted in favor of the new CBA on Sunday, that the league would then step in and delay the start of the new year. Many more thought they should, given the logistics of players and team employees dealing with more serious matters, or simply because of the optics of players signing gigantic contracts while much of the country is struggling. But the league calendar continued as scheduled, with the legal tampering period on Monday before deals can officially be signed on Wednesday. The biggest move of the day once free agency opened was not a free agent signing at all. The Texans and Cardinals agreed to a blockbuster trade, swapping a pair of former All-Pros. Houston traded wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins for running back David Johnson and a second-round pick. They'll also swap fourth-rounders in the deal. Hopkins and Johnson make similar salaries, but the Cardinals are clearly getting back a much more valuable player. Hopkins is coming off his third straight 1,000-yard season. David Johnson signed a big-money 3-year contract extension in 2018, but last year he fell behind Kenyon Drake in the Arizona depth chart. It's a major blow for the Texans' offense, taking away easily Deshaun Watson's most important weapon in an offense that won the AFC South last year. The Cardinals now have a true number one receiver for Kyler Murray in his second season. Kirk Cousins has signed a 2-year extension that now ties him to Minnesota through the 2022 season. Cousins had 1 year left on his current deal, a 3-year fully guaranteed contract he signed in 2018. His new deal is worth $66 million over 2 years, including $61 million guaranteed at signing. The move is expected to drop his cap number $10 million, so the Vikings can now go shopping. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.